What's going on, everybody, man? Hey, I know y'all caught me laughing, but I just happened to listen to one of the voice memos in our VIP chat and one of our chats. Man, y'all got to become a member now, man. Y'all missing out on a lot of great content, a lot of great fun. You know, we got a new NFL team, the Philadelphia Pigeons. You know, it's gonna be a good day today, man. But welcome to Refuse to Lose Sports. I am Davey Dollars. I am joined by my other co-host Tomo, and we got CTC's own Carl, and we got, of course, the MVP of the NBA. We got Vaughn on the third day. And of course, with the NBA MVP, we got some NBA topics to talk about today, but also some NFL topics. So I'm excited about today. Today is Tuesday. But before I get started with anything else, how y'all doing today, fellas?
Man, I'm doing good. 4-2.
I'm doing good, man. CTC. Just a little, I think the college committee show is going on right now. I went and had the game on mute in the background. Also, Liberty, Kate, and Salter just threw an interception to Middle Tennessee State to start the game. So, not really good for your boy. He got Middle Tennessee -13.5, but other than that, I'm doing good.
Yeah, man, I'm doing good too. Excited to be back on the big stage. You know, let's get active.
Hey, man, I'm excited about today. Got to talk about that game last night with the Cowboys and the Chargers. We got to talk about Wimby. You know, what to expect from him this season. And we got a few other things to talk about. But before we get started, like I said, it's Tuesday. So it's Turn Me Up Tuesday. So make sure we turn up, Tomo.
Ah. Oh, my bad. Wrong sound effect.
Turn me up. Man, I'm telling y'all. If you are not a member now, you need to come on after the show. I'm telling you, because y'all missing out on so much. I'm telling you. Shout out to Joe, by the way. Y'all see he's not on today, but he's supporting the show as always. Make sure, before we get started, make sure you like, share, subscribe. We are a little over 50 subscribers away from 1,000.
Yes, sir.
So we getting closer and closer, y'all. While we get started, Tomo, do your thing.
All right, man. So y'all already know what we're here to talk about. Like Dave said, he gave y'all a quick little synopsis of what we're going to touch on today. But we got to start off with one of the best teams in the NFL. I mean, I'm joking. Look, everybody looked up as soon as I said that. Look. So you know we're talking about the Cowboys just by everybody's face. You can tell we're talking about the Cowboys. And we got to talk about that Monday night victory. You know, the Cowboys did Cowboy-esque things. No interceptions, unlike some other teams. But some would say the Bolts were thunderstruck. So we got to say, man, did the Cowboys prove anything to you by that win? And we're going to start with me. So for me, I'm going to say, no, it didn't prove anything to me. I just clearly said that this team can bounce back after a loss. Also, the fact that if you put Kellen Moore and Mike McCarthy, if you fuse them together, I don't know how many people watch Dragon Ball Z, but if you fuse them two together, you may have the ultimate play caller. Because for one, I've never seen Kellen Moore throw a screen pass until yesterday. But I also know that, hey, he can scheme some people open. Look at Keenan Allen. Look at my man Palmer. It just seemed like the middle of the field was wide open all night for the Chargers. Also, it seems like the Dallas defense can answer at times. Secondary still a little shaky. We miss you, Trayvon. Come on back, man. But they can answer when it's time to. Michael was asleep the whole game. Then he woke up. I guess he was like having a lion's nap. I don't know. But to me, now they really didn't prove anything, because I told you after that 49ers game, I'm not going to get too high on this team. Also, I'm not going to get too low. I'm going to just let the season play out. Dave?
Sound like me right now.
Yeah.
You sound like how I am when it comes to the Niners. But nah, they ain't proved nothing to me. I mean, they do what they always do. They beat up on bad teams. Then they beat pretty good teams and lose against the teams out of Super Bowl contenders. That's just how it is. It's really no different. I mean, I guess the only team that you can say that they can beat is the Eagles, because they've proven that. But other than that, I mean, they ain't proving nothing else. In order for the Cowboys to prove anything to me, they need to win past the divisional round of the playoffs. That's the only way they could prove something to me. But Dak played a good game last night. CD was open, and everything happened in the game is exactly as I said it was on Friday. Friday, I said Michael was going to show up, CD was going to have a good game, and they was going to win. And that's exactly what happened. So, nah, they ain't proved nothing to me. I don't have too much to say about that, but they did what they were supposed to do. They only allowed 17 points, so their defense stepped up like they were supposed to. I still believe that they're a top five defense. It's just, you know, they're missing one of their best players. Trayvon Diggs is out, and that's a big miss, because now you got Bland on the other side, and you got someone. Stephon Gilmore is still good, but he's not what he used to be. You know, he hasn't been that for a few years now. So, I mean, I don't know what anyone else expected from them from last night's game. And that's not to take credit away from the win, but I mean, I expected them to bounce back. I said that they would, and that's what happened.
Yeah, 10-1. Carl?
So, to me, the Cowboys didn't really prove anything to me. Great win by the Cowboys, nonetheless. Don't want to take anything away from that. But they did play a good game. And Dak, I will say Dak proved something to me, because the run game was honestly non-existent last night for both sides, Chargers and Cowboys. And Dak was just making plays on the run. He should have had more points. They should have had more points than they actually put up. We had drop passes by Michael Gallup. I think Cooks dropped the pass. He did miss Jake Ferguson up the seam on one play, but hey, I'll take one miss over five drops, six. I'm probably exaggerating the amount of drops, but Michael Gallup did have drops nonetheless. But good game by Dak. I almost say great game by Dak. I'll say great game by Dak. Great game by CD. CD was open, making timely catches, making plays. Gotta have, for personal reasons, I needed him to find the end zone, but for objective reasons, he had a pretty great game. But it didn't prove anything to me. They did let up four sacks to the Chargers, I believe, which is not great. Not great at all, especially with you saying that the O-line was actually healthy. But it's only their second game together, so the continuity isn't necessarily there yet. But no, they didn't prove anything.
I know you're about to turn up. Go ahead, Vaughn.
You always got after drops on Carl.
He dropped a touchdown.
Oh, I'm just saying, you're an expert at it. You're an expert at it at this point. God, dang. Okay. Did the Cowboys prove something to me? Yes. You know what they prove? Their offense is still dynamic. That's what it proved. Even though they played passing yard per game defense, this is the sense I'm talking about. You know, we got a guy in the chat, one of our boys.
Oh, my dog. Oh, you going in and out, man?
Yeah, definitely
going in and out. Your sound going in and out.
Yeah, and you got some bars coming, so I know you. Yeah, you going in and out.
How am I sounding now?
You good now?
Good now. It just got to stay good.
I feel like that's a shot.
It wasn't.
All right, so I just took the air part off, so let's rock with it like this. So, you know, we got a guy in our chat, our boy Big O. You know, that's our guy. You know, fellow Cowboy, make the time up. I told him last week, I said, you know what's missing from your offense? You know what's missing that helps Dak? Tony Pollard in the passing game. Mm. Now, when Tony Pollard was killing, it wasn't because of his runs. Like, he was down every back running. It was him taking them five-yard catches, them screen passes, and getting them big bursts. What did he do yesterday? 50-yard catch. That's the missing element to your offense, if you ask me. Now, y'all trying to make Pollard this every down back, which I don't think that's his game. You know, he can be a every down back, but I think the best part about him is his explosiveness when he gets them passes. Now, I'm going to agree with you as well, Carl. I think Dak also proved something to me, that he's not just that typical stand-in-the-pocket quarterback. He's that quarterback that we once known him for when he first came into the league, a guy that got some kind of wills, a guy that can make things happen with his legs. And he was doing that a lot, improvising, stepping out of the pocket. So we know the Cowboys' defense is legit. The question is, since they lost Kellen Moore, a lot of stats have dropped. However, they showed yesterday they can still be dynamic, and that's one thing they proved to me.
Can I step in real quick? I do want to point out the fact that because I think Dave brought him up. De'Ron Bland balled last night. De'Ron Bland balled. I don't know if he could consistently do that on a game-to-game basis, but last night he balled.
He been doing it. I mean, that's the rookie from last year. 6 interceptions, I'm just saying. You know, some of our stats did go down, Vaughn, but one stat that did go up is our third time, our third down percentage. When Kellen Moore was here in our first 6 games, we was at like 32. This year with Mike McCarthy, we had like 48%. So that went up. So that's one of the things. Another, and it will go up a little bit more if Dak keep doing what he did with that read option and hold on to the ball and actually run. So
Mississippi State, man. That hand number one, using the leg. Dak Robinson.
You gotta use that, use his talent to your advantage. That's what they need to do. And Dak need to learn. Like, hey, you a vet quarterback now. You've been in the league for 8 years. Do what you gotta do so you can make a play.
Yeah, I heard somewhere they was like Dak Prescott is natural prototypical quarterback. They said Dak Prescott plays his best game when his jersey is dirty and he bleeding. He's an athlete. He's grimy. That's kind of what happened last night.
Hey, Tomo, can I ask you a question?
Shoot.
How do you feel about Mike McCarthy? Do you feel like he should give up play calling duties after these first 6 games to Shoddy, or do you think he should hold on to play calling duties?
Man, that's a good one. I mean, I'm in a tough bind with that one because I don't like the conservativeness that he got, like all that running in the halftime with field goals when you can actually go for a touchdown.
That's crazy, but that's a head coach's job right there. So that's not going to change.
But that's him saying that he got the pulse on the game because he really wasn't doing too much of that when Kellen Moore was calling the games. He was just sitting back. He really wasn't even being a head coach. He was just sitting back letting Kellen Moore do his thing. So to me, I say after this Rams game, come back with that question, and I say that. Yeah.
Okay. Fair. After a bye week, that's fair.
Yeah.
One last question. Tony Pollard. This is because Vaughn brought it up. It's only because Vaughn brought it up. And I agree. I think they're trying to make Tony Pollard every down back when in reality, Tony Pollard is probably a great change of pace back. Do you feel the same way? Do you feel like y'all still need an every down back and leave Tony Pollard as a change of pace back? Because I think they fell in love when Zeke would come out, Tony Pollard would gash for like 8 yards as a change of pace back, and we're not really seeing the same this year as a starter.
So with that question, that's a good question there, Carl. I feel like I'm in a press conference, so I'm going to say this. Tony Pollard should be used more of like Alvin Kamara. I feel like they should do that with him. If they do that with him, then this offense would go to another level. Because remember when Drew Brees had Alvin Kamara, there's like sometimes he'll run. Yeah, we could use a Mark Ingram, but we got Hunter Limpy, our fullback, and then we also got Rico Dowdle, who can give you those power runs. So that could be there. But to get that threat, and I'm glad Vaughn brought that up, is that threat there when Tony Pollard could just do a quick wheel route and almost score the touchdown. Look, it was there. Go back to the Vikings game where he scored that big touchdown. That's another element.
Yeah. It's scary, too.
Oh, yeah. And we got any more questions?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
Felt like I was in a press conference. I was about to pull a Jalen Hurts. You know, hungry dogs run faster.
I didn't expect that.
But we got to talk about. We got to move on to the other team. You know, we was in SoFi. They thought they were SoFly. Came out there trying to fight people and stuff. I feel bad for Eckler, man. They knocked his helmet off. He probably won the same that game. That's why he couldn't get past the line of scrimmage. But are the Chargers in more trouble? Like, what percentage of the blame do you give Herbert for that Chargers loss? And I'm going to start with you, Carl.
Ooh, all right, cool. So, Herbert. I like Justin Herbert. I think a lot of people get my stance on Justin Herbert misconstrued, but I really do like Herbert. I think he's a really talented quarterback. Now, however, last night, I think I give him about 70% of the blame. Now, the reason why I go 70 is because the defense actually balled yesterday. Like I said, 4 sacks. They played good. They did give up a couple explosive plays here and there. Like Vaughn said, Tony Pollard got the big catch and run off of a broken play, which Dak used his legs to extend the play. But Herbert did miss a couple passes last night. The run game didn't help Herbert at all. I will say that the run game could not get going. But again, that was both sides, Cowboys and the Chargers. So I got to give Herbert 70% of the blame, especially because at the end of the game, last drive, he throws the pick to Gilmore. He misses a throw, I think, to the sideline, if I'm not mistaken, on one drive. If it's not the last one, if it's the second to last one. I can't remember, but he did miss one, but he did come back and throw another one. But I just think Herbert wasn't – let me say this. I think he missed more passes than normal. So I got to give him 70. I got to give him 70. 70. I think 70 is fair. Okay. I do want to say one other thing. Brandon Staley didn't help him out either. What they run that? What was it, like a 4th and 1? They ran a sprint out, I believe.
Trash.
Yeah, Brandon Staley didn't help him out at all. He didn't do him any favors. But I'll give him 70.
That was Kellen. But Vaughn.
True. That is facts. That is facts. That is facts. That's facts.
60%, 70%. I knew you was gonna give him a high number. I mean. You start off by saying, I like Justin Herbert, but then, okay, I'm going to give him 55%. He gets more than half of the blame, if you ask me. Run game non-existent. He was getting pressured 47.6% of the time that he dropped back. I mean, it was times I was looking, I was seeing this man making throws. He was juking dudes, making throws. Dudes was holding on his leg, his arm. He's still trying to make throws. I mean, it was crazy back there. Now, when he was getting pressure, I believe he was 41% on his targets, but with a clean pocket, 75%. So that's one element of the game that I feel like is undeniable. That O-line cannot hold up at all. I mean, the Cowboys lived in the backfield. I do want to throw out there, though, he did miss 2 big throws to a wide open Keenan Allen, like wide open. And I don't think he was pressured on those. He just missed them, like totally missed them. And he definitely gets the blame for that. And I think 55% is a reasonable amount because also the play calling didn't help him at all. Like that 4th and 1 you called out was terrible. Also, after the Cowboys try to go for it in the red zone and turned it over. The Chargers come out in 3rd quarter and do the same exact thing. Like, come on now. Just kick the field goal, bro. Just kick the field goal. Now, both teams had penalties like crazy. I mean, I think Cowboys 11 penalties, Chargers 9 penalties. So that's another aspect of the game. And a lot of those was on the defensive end for the Chargers, like, towards the end, that Derwin James penalty that gave him field goal range was terrible. I mean, it was a lot of aspects of that game. So Justin Herbert is the quarterback, so he'll get the majority of the blame. That's why I give him 55%. But anything higher than that, and I just think you're just out for Justin Herbert.
Oh my God. I knew it, Dave.
I guess I'm out for Justin Herbert too, because I give him 65% of the blame. I got a question to ask though. So remember our segment yesterday when we talked about the Eagles, right? And how we gave Jalen Hurts 70 to 99% of the blame for the game.
Yeah, 99 was crazy.
Now, Herbert didn't throw 3 interceptions, but he did throw a game-ending interception in the game. He also overthrew Keenan Allen a few times. And his run game, like Vaughn said, was non-existent. So remember what I said yesterday, that the Eagles only ran the ball 22 times and they only got about 2 yards to carry outside of Jalen Hurts. Well, the Chargers only got 2.3 yards to carry. Now, I know the Jets run defense is not that good, but neither is the Cowboys. Cowboys allow 112 yards a game. That's bottom in the league. So either I was wrong yesterday saying that the defense didn't allow them to run, and I guess I'm just going to be wrong again today because I feel the same way about the Cowboys' rush defense. It seemed like they didn't allow them to be able to do anything yesterday.
Yeah.
So if your run game is not going, you still have Austin Eckler, so you can use him out of the backfield as a receiver, just like how the Niners used Christian McCaffrey, how the Cowboys used Tony Pollard, you know, then you should be able to do what you can to win that game. Cowboys are down one of their best defenders in Trayvon Diggs. They have been for a while now, so you got to be able to take advantage of that. You can't miss those throws to one of your best receivers in Keenan Allen, who was balling all night. Now I get Mike Williams is out for the season, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
But you got weapons. And actually, they got Carl, they got 5 sacks last night. So the Chargers defense got 5 sacks last night. So one of them, I think one of their players got 2 sacks. I know Khalil Mack had one.
But, it was 5
altogether. So all I'm saying is that the only reason why I'm giving Herbert a 65 because he didn't throw more than one pick. But he did throw a pick when everything mattered. So 65% for me. He has to play better, being who he is. And as high as people who say as high people have him ranked, saying he's a top 10, top 5 quarterback, he has to go out there and win. We hear about it all the time about the fourth quarter comebacks that he has. He had the opportunity last night. He came up small. So 65% of the blame goes to Justin Herbert.
Thank you, Jamal. I definitely forgot about that.
Oh, you're talking about the play that was blocked by Lawrence. That was a touchdown, too, if D-Law didn't get his hand up.
No. He caught it. He just threw it late, and I can't remember who made the tackle.
Oh, you talking about – that was Bell. That was Bell. Yeah, that was a late throw. I thought y'all was talking about the screen. That was Bell. Uh-huh. That caught him on the – I think it was like the one-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
Man, what'd you say, 55? Anything over 55 is just going for Herbert. Well, can I do this? If I say it's 55 Herbert, can I get a rest to Kellen Moore, or do I just sound like a disgruntled Cowboy?
I do it.
Because this was a Kellen Moore type game, honestly, where it's like, okay, the run not working, I'm going to just pass the ball 60 million times. And technically, the double moves that Bland kept biting on, and I said it in the chat, like, man, that's Trayvon Jr., bro. I'm telling y'all, like, he bit on all them double moves every single time. Keenan Allen wide open, and you just overthrew him. So technically, I'm not gonna go that crazy. I'm not gonna say 99, Joe. I'm still like trying to understand where you got that one from. I'm gonna give him about 70. I'm gonna say about 70, because I mean, you want to look at your quarterback and say, "Hey, bro, when the pass is not there, run the ball." But technically, the Cowboys were stopping the run. But there's one aspect of the game that we all forget is when they were passing the ball, Herbert was able to step up in the pocket. Like, our defensive tackles was non-existent on any of those pass rushes. So he could have just ran for a few of those yards and just slid. He did it one time. Man, Gilmore, though. He gave Gilmore the ugliest crawl. He just put his leg, just stepped down and jumped over. And was like, Gilmore was in the grass. I'm like, come on, bro, get up. So there was a few times where Herbert could have just used his legs. Honestly, he's not a running quarterback, but it was there. And that would have changed the game a little bit also. So, yeah, I'm going to say about 70%. I'll give them 70% of the blame. The rest is a little bit of Kellen Moore. Most of it is their defense, too, because think about this. If those same defensive weapons that the Chargers have were under a different coordinator, do y'all think the Chargers defense would be 10 times better than what it is?
I think defense played good last night to me.
They definitely played good last night.
They did, but
– we just talking about Chargers, last night.
But in general, like – this defense should not be ranked that low in the secondary.
With the names they got, I get you. But
yeah,
we just
with the names they got.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to get a defense. No, I can't even give it to the defense. You're right. They got the Dak 5 times. And my defense on the other end, 8 quarterback pressures but 1 sack. Like, you would think.
Herbert was making it happen.
Yeah, at the rate that the Cowboys were putting the pressure on them, bro, you would have thought they would have had more sacks, which was insane. So, yeah, nah, I'm going to say it's Kellen Moore and Herbert. Herbert, I feel bad for you, man. I feel bad because it's not going to get no more better. I'm telling you.
Well, this is why, like I said, first of all, I understand the run game wasn't going, but it wasn't going for either side. Neither side got a run game going. Now, this is my thing, however. The Chargers, y'all remember I put in the chat, the first drive, I think they went down and scored a touchdown, ran the ball once. That entire drive, I think they threw it like 8 times, ran it once. And I was like, dang, the Chargers only ran the ball once. So it's not like they come out and try to establish a run either. Now, like I said, neither team can do that, so I don't want to use that as an excuse for Herbert because Dak had no run game. Dak had to run and make plays. Dak had to show some escapability. The difference is Dak made some throws and Herbert missed some throws. Just is what it is. So
I think they should have attacked that screen game a little bit more too. Like, granted.
Maybe.
There was some things there where I know this. I'm bringing a chat on air, but there is sometimes where as a quarterback, you just got to look at the play call and be like, that's not what I'm seeing. I got to do something different. Listen, we're going to do this. We're going to do that. Because Palmer was wide open in the middle of the field at times. Like, he could have just tossed it up to him. There was one play where he literally did toss it up to him. And Palmer, like, tapped the ball, like, three times, turned around and still caught it.
Also,
he dropped a couple, too.
My bad. Forgive me if I'm wrong.
My best call impression.
Anyway, forgive me if I'm wrong here. Quentin Johnston, his first target was open for a while. Herbert got it to him late, and it ended up being a deflection, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So. Hey. But I do.
I'm gonna lie. Go ahead.
I just wanted to bring up the fact that Quentin Johnston has not been working out so far as a first-round receiver. Kind of like Jalen Reagor, man. What's brother name that went to the Commanders? I forgot his name. Is it Josh Doctson? I think it's Josh Doctson, man. These TCU receivers ain't really working out, man. It sucks. Yeah, it's unfortunate, but.
I just want to say.
Go ahead, man.
Herbert, under pressure, he did look a little Lamar Jackson-ish. He could not handle the pressure yesterday. I ain't going to lie. He just couldn't do it.
Please come into the members.
Hey, look.
Please become a member.
Please.
Hold on real quick, because it's supposed to be safe for members only, but somebody can't hold their water.
That's you.
Please explain to me how Lamar Jackson looked Sunday morning when he had all his weapons. You know, when he had his hot, the Odell, when he had Zay, when he had Bateman. He had one miscommunication by Bateman that turned into a pick.
Hold on, Von. Von, this is a good caveat. Hey, become an all-star member before so you can hear Von's response to that.
I got something for you, my boy.
I'm telling you. And we're going to go to commercial break. Look, but before we go to commercial break, let me say you something. Hey, Kev, I'm going to say it for the 15th million time. Kellen Moore can draw up a good game plan. It's the situational football awareness that is trash. And that's why the Chargers lost that game last night. His situational awareness is off. Thought he would have learned it, but he didn't. Sorry. So with that being said, y'all hit that like button. We're going to take a quick little break. Carl, thank you for coming on the show. You want to give a quick plug for CTC before we go to commercial break?
All right. Yeah, so I'm honestly leaving the show because of CTC. I'm watching these college football games for y'all. Current score of Middle Tennessee State at Liberty. Middle Tennessee State is up 14-7. First quarter, 5 and some change left to go. Appreciate y'all for having me on the show as always, man. Members only next, where I got to deal with this hater to my right. I don't know where he is on y'all screen, but please tune in. Become an all-star member or above for that. And like I said, man, y'all enjoy the rest of the show. I'll be watching college football.
All right. And for those that are still sticking around with us, hey, we got some NBA topics, man. We got to talk about Wemby, and we got to give some early bold predictions. I wish you were sticking around because I really wanted to hear what you had to say about them Pistons. I really do.
Maybe you don't.
You're right. But we'll be right back.
Yo, my name is Lambo Anlo.
This is Dimitri.
This is Ed Hahn.
My name is Daryl Julian, and this is
Refuse to Lose Sports.
Mind it can't be diffused. If you ain't thinking the same, then we playing by different rules. You can't see the vision, we living in different views. Until we complete the mission, keep getting up, never snooze. I walk the mile in my shoes, had the mind of a fool. Chasing diamonds and jewels, trust me, I was confused. Started minding my business and used my mind as a tool. End up finding my purpose and found the time to get to it. They told me I couldn't do it, they told me I couldn't make it. They sold it, could never break it, that's sadly mistake. And I need a piece of the pie. I want it so bad I can taste it. They told me, like, told me, keep on running. Toes, they gonna take them. Refuse to lose, built to win. Apply myself, I felt it in. No time for the doubt, they counted me out. I'm getting it in, yeah. No time for no loss, I pay for the cost. I'm winning to win, yeah. Refuse to lose, I'm built to win. Apply myself, I felt it in. No time for the doubt, they counted me out. I'm getting it in, yeah. No time for no loss, I'm paying the cost, I'm ready to win. Yeah, confused.
And we're back after the commercial break. I don't think we need to go over anything, but shout out to BWT, CTC, FFC, and then, of course, Dave's Doghouse. I will be going live for the first time tomorrow at 5 o'clock, so make sure you tune in to that. And as you can see, we have a members only coming up at 8:30 with Vaughn and Carl. So you saw what the commercial said, how to become a member, so I don't need to say anything else.
Man.
Do you think, Tomo?
Just like that, man. NBA season is here. You know, all this football talk, you know, baseball playoffs is happening right now. The NBA kind of just crept up on us, you know. Dave, it's okay. Right. I don't have a picture, man. I don't have a picture, so you don't got to worry about it.
No. That's not why I did that.
Uh-oh, we got some chats. What's going on? But we got to talk about the number one pick in this draft. Oh, uh-oh. You want to read it? Oh, I got you.
I'll read it. This is how every Eagle fan has to feel when it comes to Kevo. It has to be. Shout out to Ty with the 199 Super Chat. Shout out to the Best Sports Network. Hashtag you Miami is trash. Come on, man.
Hey man, the people pay for us to read it, man. You know what? That's good trash, right? Because he paid for it, right, Dave?
I'm not answering that. Just go ahead, man.
It's all good, man. We gotta talk about the number one pick, man. I can't really pronounce his name, but somebody else probably can pronounce his name. But we gotta say, is he actually, what's the impact that you think Wembanyama is gonna have on the Spurs? I'm gonna start with you, Dave.
I think from the two games I've seen in the preseason with them against OKC when he went up against Shaq and when he went up against my Miami Heat, the boy going to be a problem. The boy going to be a problem.
Yeah,
I'm definitely expecting him to win Rookie of the Year. I understand Shaq is coming back, but I don't think he's going to have anything to do with Wemby. Wemby stay healthy? If women stay healthy and the way they playing, the Spurs might creep into the play-in.
Ooh.
They might creep into the play-in, man. I'm serious. Because that – all you need is one good player. All you need is one good player to be able to get into the play-in. You don't really need a lot. If you got one good player and a lot of good role players, you already got one of the best coaches. I'm going to say one of the best coaches of all time in Greg Popovich. You got a chance to at least get into the play-in. But I believe he's going to be rookie of the year. He could average 23 to 26 points a game in his rookie season. I could see him averaging a double-double for sure. The man, he what, 7'4"?
Glitch. Go ahead. Yeah.
This man can handle the rock. He could come on.
Hold up.
Why? Why do you have to do this in the middle of me talking, Ty? Why? Why does that have to be what I'm talking? Talking about Miami. Hashtag you Miami is trash. Hashtag you just lost too.
Yo.
Wow. Thank you for paying though. I appreciate that. Thank you for paying. But yeah, I think Wemby can become a problem, and defensively too. I don't want to dismiss that. Defensively, he's gonna be a problem as well, because it's almost nothing you can do if he's at the rim. It's almost nothing you can do. And then if he's on offense and he's at the rim, you might as well just say you're getting dunked on, you're getting scored on, because there's really no stopping him unless you're Embiid, maybe Embiid or Giannis. But other than that, you getting cooked.
Bon?
Yeah, I feel that though. Cause watching him and Shaq go out at that first game was crazy. I mean, then against y'all though, that move he did on the when he brought it up, and I think it's in and out between the legs, step back. I said,
my goodness.
It's all good, Tomo. You know what I'm saying? So, it's a couple of the stats, though, that I think he really going to help them. You know, last year they was the worst team on defense as far as points per game. Exactly. I think that's not going to be the case this year. They were the bottom five in blocks per game, only 4 blocks a game. I think that's definitely going to go up because he's going to at least average about 3 of them joints. The way he covers the ground is just ridiculous. I think he's just going to make them a better team. They already had a couple solid players. They had Vassell. He didn't play that many games, but he averaged about 18. They got Keldon Johnson, who averaged 22. Like, they got 2 guys on the wing that can get a bucket. And the point guard that they have, Jones, he's pretty good at distributing and just holding down the fort. So they got a pretty young team and a lot of talent over there, though. With Popovich, that system, they was top 4 in assists last year. They might be number 1 this year now because the way Wimby just going to open the floor up, it's just ridiculous. Only thing that I really want to see is how he handles, you know, when guys try to get physical with him, when he got to go through that long schedule, you know, traveling and playing these games against this competition. I know they say it's more physical overseas, but I think our courts are a little bigger than overseas.
Yeah.
As far as them having to run and cover this amount of space. And these guys are a lot more talented. So when he come out on that wing guards, he's going to really get put to the test. So that's the one thing I just want to see him in action, see him go through the trials and tribulations and see, is he really him?
Look, man, all I'm going to say is my real name is Thomas, if you don't know. But I ain't Thomas Bryant. Because I watched that highlighter when he got dunked on. He literally looked at the crowd like, what y'all want me to do? I can do.
I was like, they on my backup? Jeez.
And he actually a good player, man. It wasn't like he was like some random person on the bench trying to make the team. He was like, bruh, he just went up. Like, he didn't have no effort. No effort. It was like that movie with Martin where, you know, he had the tall kid. Uh-oh. Oh man. So shout out to Blaze with the $1.99 super chat. He said Wimby gonna put Paolo on a poster. Hashtag Eagle still rule.
I think he meant hashtag Pigeon still rule.
But yeah,
what
nah,
happened to that boy?
Man, hey, that's what they feel like right now. But like y'all already said all the major points. One, he whip pop, so that's a good thing. 2, with his height advantage, I mean, the offense and defense is there. Like, all he really have to do, there's even, like, pictures of him just putting his hands up and somebody shooting from the 3, like, man, I hope it go in. You got to shoot like Steph now. You got to shoot all rainbows and just hope they go in. Because he can just literally just jump up and probably take the ball out the air. So, look, I'm glad he in the Western Conference. I mean, they won 22 games last year. But, you know, people take games off. So I can see them getting about 30, maybe 31 games. Like you said, Dave, I'm with the play-in. They definitely propel to a play-in team at this point, only because of rest. And we don't really know what – it's a lot of questions out west. Like, are the Warriors going to be good with CP3? Like, how is that chemistry going to get? Can the Kings take another level? I mean, the only team we really can believe in is the Nuggets. But they lost pieces too, though. So it's like, will they be able to gel? So, I mean, the Spurs could do something with Pop out there. And I see this, man, these Eagles, man. Hold up. We're just trying to have a good show, man. I thought he put something else in there. I thought these Eagles was paying. these pigeons don't be paying. But, yeah. But, yeah, man, with Wimby there, man, he might live up to the hype. And I heard he put on some weight, too, before the season started. So, I guess somebody got in his head and said, look, man, this is going to be a long stretch. So, everything Vaughn alluded to. Gonna be a long stretch this season, so you're gonna have to actually put some weight on, run a little bit more, extra suicides, because we ain't France. Like, it may get a little tough, but again, we are the best basketball. We have the best basketball players in the world. Don't care what that Olympic player said. I'm glad he did say it though, because he made all of them want actually playing the games this year. But
right,
he called the Avengers have assembled since ever. Right after that, they was like, oh, okay.
I think that was a setup, but I'll talk about that another day.
Had to be a setup. Had to be.
So we all kind of in agreement with what Wimby going to do. I see J-Mo put something up there. Let's just see what he said right quick before we go to the next topic. He knows how to get to his spots and he can shoot over. Yeah, nah.
I mean, he's 7 feet. He's 7'4". I don't know who's gonna be able to stop him. I don't know who's gonna be able to stop him offensively. Who was closest? Like I said, the only way is like down low. Maybe if Embiid or Giannis or even Rudy Gobert, who's only a shot blocker for real. I mean, you can only count on him to do that. But and I can't forget about Andre Drummond. He's still a good defender too. But still, I don't see too much. Oh Lord. There you go, Tomo. Now he got another super chat in now.
I spoke it up, man. Let's get out of here, man, because they out here paying now.
Cowboy watch him out. Hashtag Eagles re-cowboy. Toy all.
See? EC, you done paid the $199 and you sounded like that lady in the bar, man. E-L-E-G-S, Eagles.
Oh, it was supposed to say rule. Yeah, okay, rule. He was rule cowboy. Okay.
Look, man, we ain't talking about them right now. Man. It's just like how they was in the Super Bowl. Let's get into some of these quick early predictions. I know we're going to do a few panels here and there when we talk about our teams in more depth, but we just want to get a quick early prediction, like what you guys expecting out of your team for the season or just the NBA in general. What's your bold predictions? And I'm going to just throw one out there real quick. My Wizards are making the playoffs. And they're going to win 40 games. Fight me if you want to. It don't matter.
That face wasn't towards you.
I know. But I'm just saying, there was somebody in the comments making that face. The Wizards?
I ain't doing that.
Bob?
A bold prediction for me? I'll say that the Houston Rockets get into the play-in. I think with their coach and with their staff, with the roster that they have, I think they may have an opportunity to be able to do that. And that's for my team. Bold prediction for my team: we make it to the finals.
Hold up.
That's my bold prediction. Now I'm not saying that's going to happen, but boldly, I'll say that. But it seems to happen when I'm talking.
He's like, he timed it, man.
Talk about spots. UM lost theirs. You might be a Kev, I hope you're paying attention, man. This is because of you. This is simply because of you. This is the thing is, I don't want to switch teams, but you make it hard for me to be a University of Miami fan. You really do.
Oh man. You done, Dave?
Yeah, I'm done.
Look, so I ain't got no more super chats. If you keep talking, man, go ahead, Bob.
All right, one bold prediction. I don't know how bold it is. I think it's pretty bold though, because everybody know who. Everybody think they know who's gonna win Rookie of the Year, but I think Scoop gonna win it. Ooh. I think he's gonna have a really good season this year, put up some good numbers, and that Portland Trailblazer team ain't that bad. They can get some wins as well. So I'm going to say Scoop will win Rookie of the Year. And for my squad, Orlando will be top 4 seed in the East.
You know what? Your bold prediction, you've been saying this since the offseason. So your bold prediction kind of ain't that bold.
No, I said.
He said top 6 at first.
Oh, he went to 4. I'm thinking Paolo was top 5.
He's talking about they're going to be number 4 after the Bucks, Celtics, and the Sixers.
I don't know about the Sixers, so, we got to see. With Harden, all that Harden stuff going on, we got to see.
Yeah, that's true.
That's another prediction there.
That's a very valid point. Very valid point.
I know J-Mo going to want to talk about this one, but that's a good question. Do the 76ers fall off? We don't know. Don't kill me in the chat, J-Mo. I'm just asking a question, man. I know you over there typing, man. I'm just asking a question.
Nah. I think he waiting for Harden to get up out of there too. It ain't just us. Yeah. He waiting for him to get up out of there too. You don't want a headache. You don't want a headache in the locker room, and that's exactly what he is. Harden is a headache right now. He's doing whatever he can to cause an issue for no apparent reason.
He recently said that him and Daryl Morey relationship is like a marriage, right? He said something about to that aspect, and it's like I don't think you want to say that, man, because you kind of looking like Jada right now, where you acting.
No, bro. Wilding.
Hey.
Yeah, he definitely wilding.
So let's get into these last. I told you. I knew J-Mo was going to say something. Oh, I got another one, too. Before we get into these last words, Ben Simmons actually plays more than 10 games.
Yeah, I don't think that's bold. That's going to happen. That's going to happen. I don't think that's bold. That's going to happen.
More than 10?
Might be an all-star, though.
Now, that is bold. That's bold. Just because of the way he's played, the way he hasn't played the last couple seasons. And, you know, but he looked good in preseason so far.
Hey, so far.
It's no pressure in the preseason.
And he's playing an overseas team, I believe. So, yeah. We got to see more.
Go ahead, Dave. Take it away.
He definitely traveled in one of them plays, too. But last words from me. I just want to talk about my show tomorrow. So make sure you tune in to Dave's Dogs in the Doghouse tomorrow, 5:00. Yeah, I will be going live right before Tomo does the boxing debate with Ty and Fast Camp. It's only gonna be maybe 30 minutes long. So make sure you tune in. I'm excited. I will tell y'all who's gonna be in the doghouse and who's gonna be the dogs, but you gotta tune in to be able to see that.
You the dog? Nah.
Go ahead.
Say, Bomb.
Yeah, man. Appreciate y'all for having me on. You know, it's always a pleasure. I love it. The greatest NBA analyst R2L's ever seen will be on duty this year. We're gonna let everybody know how we coming. And you know, no, that MVP is in my sight this year. Cause you know, I got my one award. I need the other one now, you know. But, you know, shout out Orlando, top four seeders, Paulo, top fivers, and Steelers, coming off the bye week. Let's get back to it, now. You know what we got to do? Let's get back to it. That's all I'm going to say.
Hey, man, you know what? It's funny because when your team on a bye week, you know, you can get all your trash talk out because you ain't got to worry about nothing. So I'm so glad the Cowboys actually won this week. The Eagles play like trash, so I got a full week of just turning up for real, for real. It's not your day, Dave. Dave, you in the doghouse, man.
Hold up.
This man just won't stop. Kev, just relax.
You heard?
He's a member for 2 months. Shout out to Kev for being a superstar member for 2 months. PSU run the waiver wire every week. Drop a line. What?
It's these Eagles, man. They got to slow down, man. They got to slow down.
You typing too fast, bro.
But also, with my last words is, man, make sure y'all do tune in to Dave's Doghouse, FFC, CTC, BWT, because baseball playoffs are turned up right now, even though I'm still a little salty about Bryce Harper. But, hey, the Nats won one before him, so do your thing, player. And we got the Joe Jordan show. Don't forget. So y'all soon. Oh, and tomorrow with the boxing episode, I think we pushing the time back. We may have some scheduling going on there. So I'll keep y'all in tune in the chats of what's going to happen. But we're looking around maybe 7:30 now. So we're going to see what's going on. But yeah, y'all make sure y'all tune in. Again, it's Mayweather versus Ali. Who's the GOAT? That's all I'm gonna say. I ain't got no dog in this fight, but hey, I'm gonna feel good to be that referee. I know the one that be making all the faces. That's what I'm gonna be doing tomorrow. So y'all tune in.
He the best referee in boxing, man. So he need to be at every fight.
Man, look, I said he wasted that one. Hey, make sure y'all become an all-star member, man. We got that members only turning up right after this. So all-star and above, members only. And just like that, Dave, we out of here.
Peace.
Thank you for staying to the end. If you're watching this on YouTube, please like this video, subscribe, and also hit that notification button so you can be notified next time we put out a video. If you're listening on any podcast platform, subscribe and hit that notification button, y'all, so you can be notified we put out another podcast audio. And last but not least, hit that share button. No matter what you're listening to or watching it, hit that share button and send it to somebody that you know that would love to watch this episode you just listened to. So once again, thank you for staying to the end, and we'll see y'all at the next episode.